Week 3 of the NFL season closing last night with the Lions marching into Baltimore and knocking off the Ravens 38-30. I'm Bill Scott with sports. David Montgomery rushing for 151 yards and two touchdowns for the Lions, who improve to 2-1. Packers will be on the road this Sunday night to face the Cowboys in Dallas. The Packers have won 10 of 11 against the Cowboys and haven't dropped a road game in Dallas since 2007. On the injury front for Green Bay, Javon Bullard in the concussion protocol, Devontae Wyatt day-to-day, and Matt LaFleur said right tackle Zach Tom, who made it through just one snap in last week's loss to Cleveland, didn't make his injury any worse, and he has not lost any trust in the team's medical staff, who cleared him to play.
I'm confident in our guys. I think they do a great job. They're thorough. Certainly the players got say-so into the return to play as well. And in terms of their confidence level, obviously, first and foremost, you have to be cleared medically, and we never want to put a guy out there that could potentially have a setback. So I think those guys do a really thorough job.
Meanwhile, the Cowboys could spend several weeks without wideout CeeDee Lamb and right guard Tyler Booker, both dealing with high ankle sprains. Brewers dropped their series opener to the Padres 5-4 in 11 innings last night. Freddy Peralta didn't get the decision, but he struck out 6 in 5 innings. It moved him past 200 strikeouts for the season. Game 2 of that series is tonight. Auburn men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl expected to retire and hand the reins to his son Stephen Pearl for the upcoming season. 65-year-old spent 11 years at the school, leading the Tigers to a 246-125 record with a pair of Final Four appearances. After winning twice last week, Wisconsin volleyball's Mimi Collier was named the Big Ten Player of the Week. Sophomore Charlie Furbringer is the Big Ten Setter of the Week, and Carter Booth the Defensive Player of the Week. Seventh-ranked Badgers open Big Ten play at home on Friday night against Rutgers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.